a roundel and a fairy song. Then, for the third part of a minute, hence. Some to kill cankers in the musk-rose buds. Some war with rear mice for their leathern wings to make my small elves' coats. And some keep back the clamorous owl that nightly hoots and wonders at our quaint spirits. Sing me now asleep, then to your offices, and let me rest.
La 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 what thou seest when thou dost wake, do it for thy true love take. Love and languish for his sake. Be it ounce or cat or bear, pard or boar with bristled hair, in thine eye that shall appear, when thou wak'st, it is thy dear. Wake when some vile thing is near.
Fair love, you're faint with wandering in the wood. And to speak troth, I have forgot our way. We'll rest us, Hermia, if you think it good, and tarry for the comfort of the day.
Be it so, Lysander. Find you out a bed, for I upon this bank will rest my head.
One turf shall serve as pillow for us both. One heart, one bed, two bosoms, and one troth.
Nay, good Lysander, for my sake, my dear, lie further off yet. Do not lie so near. Such separation as may well be said becomes a virtuous bachelor and a maid. So far be distant. And good night, sweet friend. Thy love ne'er alter till thy sweet life end.
Amen. Amen to that fair prayer, say I. And then end life when I end loyalty. Here is my bed. Sleep, give thee all his rest.
With half that wish, the wisher's eyes be pressed.
Through the forest have I gone, but Athenian found I none on whose eyes I might approve this flower's force in stirring love. Night and silence. Who is here? Weeds of Athens he doth wear. This is he, my master said, despised the Athenian maid. And hear the maiden sleeping sound on the dank and dirty ground. Pretty soul. She durst not lie near this lack love, this kill courtesy. Churl, upon my eyes I throw all the power this charm doth owe. When thou wak'st, let love forbid sleep his seat on thy eyelid. So, awake when I am gone, for I must now to Oberon.
Helen, I charge thee hence, and do not haunt me thus.
What, will thou darkling leave me? Do not so.
Stay, on thy peril. I alone will go.
I am out of breath in this fond chase. The more my prayer, the lesser is my grace. Happy is Hermia wheresoe'er she lies, for she hath blessed and attractive eyes. How came her eyes so bright? Not with salt tears, if so my eyes are oftener washed than hers. No, no, I am as ugly as a bear, for beasts that meet me run away for fear. Therefore no marvel, though Demetrius do as a monster fly my presence thus. Oh, but who is here? Lysander? On the ground? Dead! Or asleep? Oh, I see no blood, no wound. Lysander, if you live, good sir, awake.
And run through fire I will for thy sweet sake, transparent Helena. Nature shows her art, that through thy bosom makes me see thy heart. Oh. Not Hermia, but Helena I love. Who will not change a raven for a dove? The will of man is by his reason swayed, and reason says you are the worthier maid. Things growing are not ripe until their season, so I, being young, till now, ripe not to reason. And touching now the point of human skill, reason becomes the mark. See to your eyes stories written in love's richest book.
Wherefore was I to this keen mockery born? When at your hands did I deserve this scorn? Is not enough, young man, that I did never,
No, nor never can deserve a sweet look from Demetrius' eye. But you must flout my insufficiency? Good troth, you do me wrong, good sooth you do, in such disdainful manner me to woo. But fare you well. Perforce, I must confess, I thought you, lord, of more true gentleness. Oh, that a lady of one man refused should therefore of another be abused.
She sees not Hermia. Hermia, sleep thou there, and never mayst thou come, Lysander, near. And all my powers address your love and might to honor Helen and to be her knight. Helena! Helena!
Help me, Lysander, help me. Do thy best to pluck this crawling serpent from my breast. Ay me for pity. What a dream was here. Lysander, look how I do quake with fear. Methought a serpent ate my heart away, and you sat smiling at his cruel prey. Lysander, what removed? Lysander, Lord, what out of hearing? Gone, no sound, no word. Alack, where are you? Speak, and if you hear, speak of all loves. I swoon almost with fear. No, then I well perceive you are not nigh. Either death, or you are fined immediately.